More than 300 people packed the Carlson Center's Pioneer Room to explain why the Army should not move up to 5,800 soldiers from Fort Wainwright as part of a plan to shrink the service's presence in Alaska by more than 11,000 troops. Many, like Governor Bill Walker, emphasized Alaska's strategic location adjacent to Asia and over the North Pole, Europe. Walker recounted how his mentor, former Governor Wally Hickel, often reminded him about Alaska's place in the world.
We say you have to look at Alaska from the top down. Don't look at a surface map. Look at a globe, and you see how we relate to the rest of the world.
Walker had just flown in to Fairbanks from Washington, D.C., where he'd been attending the National Governors Association meeting. He says while there, he met with Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno and other senior service officials to talk about the proposed troop cuts. He says he suggested that, given changes underway in the Arctic, the Army should instead be considering bolstering its presence here.
The Arctic is going to be developed significantly. We need to have a bigger presence here on the military side, not a lesser presence.
Many of those at the meeting touted Alaska's geographic advantages and its network of enormous training ranges and uncluttered airspace, including Fairbanks State Representative Steve Thompson, speaking by video teleconference from Juneau.
And it comes down to location, location, location.
Several other state officials and members of Alaska's congressional delegation emphasized the need to preserve the Alaska-based Stryker Brigade's ability to deploy quickly and fight, as proven in Iraq and Afghanistan. Senator Lisa Murkowski reiterated that point via teleconference link from Washington, as she did Monday night during the Army officials' first Alaska meeting in Anchorage.
Our Army can get where it needs to go from Alaska faster than anywhere else.
Senator Dan Sullivan, also speaking by video teleconference, reminded those at the meeting how community support helped convince Air Force officials to reverse a decision to remove a squadron of F-16 fighters from Eielson Air Force Base and to put Eielson at the top of the list of bases where the service's new generation F-35 fighter would be based. Sullivan says Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welsh assured him that plan is on track.
The first of Alaska's F-35 should arrive on schedule at Eielson Air Force Base late in 2019.
Meanwhile, Congressman Don Young says he's optimistic that lawmakers and President Obama will find a way to get around the 2011 budget deal that's forcing the Pentagon to make such big cuts.
I believe we can do this. I believe the Congress is going to work very hard to make sure it happens.
Obama called on Congress to reverse the automatic so-called sequestration spending cuts when he submitted his nearly $4 trillion federal budget proposal earlier this month. This year's round of sequestration budget cuts are scheduled to take effect Sunday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.